Good morning, Fiona in Redlands. What have you had COVID cancelled?
Dave, we booked in 2019 to go to Victoria to the snow, Mount Buller, taking the kids to the snow for the first time. Oh. All so excited. Got cancelled. So that was for 2020. Everything got postponed to 2021. Mm-hmm. So the airlines and accommodation were brilliant. Yeah, do it this time next year. Got cancelled again this year. Mm. So all the kids' snow clothes, they've outgrown them.
No, of course.
It's been postponed to 2022 now, so we're fingers crossed we can do it next year. We just decided, let's just go to Townsville for a quick visit to the family. We'll do that instead of Victoria. And what happened? They went into lockdown.
Oh, no. We can't win, can we?
But like I said, the kids' snow pants will be up to their knees.
Dave in White Rock, what about you, mate? What have you had COVID cancelled?
Oh, I've had cancel plenty of work for me, unfortunately.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, we're getting calls for holidays and trips overseas and catching up with family members, but work, yeah, good one.
What do you do?
I entertain hen parties.
Oh, wow!
So you got some dance moves going on, Dave?
Oh, I try to. That's why I'm known as Dancing Dave.
Dave, do you travel around with a shirtless guy that does nothing except stand in the corner with a stereo, all oiled up?
No, I just do that myself.
Wasn't there a hens night gig you went to?
Yeah, it was odd. It was his driver.
He has a driver that was shirtless.
I think it was his mate. Right. Yeah, it was odd. Do you dress up in different outfits?
Oh, I certainly do.
What's a popular one? Is it the cowboy or is it the policeman?
Nah, policeman, cowboy, Harry Potter.
Nice.
Nicole in Canimbla, COVID cancelled. What had to be cancelled?
Look, I'm no dancer or major holiday, but I booked in to go babysit my sister's children, actually, in Brisbane for their anniversary. So,
oh.
Disappointing for them, disappointing for me as an auntie.
Yeah.
When was that? Look forward to it as well.
When was that scheduled for, Nick?
In the next couple of weeks. Mm. So, I mean, there could be a possibility, but they're kind of going, yeah, no.
Yeah, my daughter Summer's just had to cancel a trip down to Brisbane for netball tomorrow too, she's spilling. But it's happening. Everyone's suffering. We're all in the same boat.
Mary and Red Lynch, COVID cancelled. What had to be cancelled?
I met this guy in the city, and he was from Melbourne, and he flew back to Melbourne. And then he rang me up and he said, oh, I'd like to take you out on a date. He said, I'll come up to Cairns for the weekend. Well, that was the first one. That one cancelled. And then he got very excited. He said, oh, you won't believe it. He said, I booked a 5-day holiday in Cairns.
Nice.
And that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And they went back to Cairns, back to lockdown again. So I haven't been on my second date yet. But there, you know, there might be a chance in the next few years.
Oh, fingers crossed for you, Mary.
So it's just the date. You met him in Cairns and then he lives in Melbourne. So you've tried to set up two dates and they've both been cancelled.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
You know what? It could be the way it's meant to go, though. I mean, you'll eventually get together, but, you know, a few trials and tribulations along the way.
But you can't even bounce to somewhere else. It's like, you know what? Let's go on holiday in Brisbane. Oh, no, we can't.
No, you can't go anywhere.
let's go to Sydney. Oh, no, we can't.
Let's meet up in Sydney. No,
not at the moment.
Good luck,
let's
Mary.
Meet up in Noosa. Oh,
no.
No, 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 no.
Let's go to Dubbo. You wouldn't want to go there anyway. No.